Happy Bronze Victory Monday there, JP.
Yeah, with a dynamite drop in there. Is that what we're doing? Happy Bronze Victory Monday? Happy Bronze got a win day? What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't think there's any clever way to do this in a way that hasn't been hackneyed beyond belief. So I think you just call it a Bronze Victory Monday and move on, right?
It's definitely been hacked. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. Well, it feels good, though. It feels good.
Like, you and I were coming up with synonyms for Slippery Wizard. We'll get to that at a later show. Yeah. We're trying to come up with something. I don't know that there's enough synonyms that are going to be interesting enough to do Browns Victory Monday. Like, Browns Progress Start of the Week. Like, I just think at some point it is what it is.
I love you teasing a future nickname to be had.
Yeah.
That was it. You definitely teased it right
this
there.
This is, if we had an everyday producer, this is where we'd pin that, pull that, and then play it like 5 years down the road for said person after we've been instrumental in their career just taking off.
I think the problem is that we would send the producer on like a 4-hour mission to come up with a great, great name and nickname for that, and then that would be all they do all day.
I don't see a problem. That's the difference.
That's productive.
No, that is. Okay. That's exactly how I want our producers working here. It's just fruitless endeavors that really never go anywhere, but occasionally do, which is kind of how I describe Browns football until Sunday. I'm just curious, like, because I think there's been a lot of things talked about, like, now they're not sellers. Now Jameis is the guy. How much can you put into one game without overreacting?
At first, I didn't want to overreact, and I wanted to kind of poke holes in the people that have been overreacting. I wanted to remind everyone that the Ravens have the worst pass defense in the entire NFL. I wanted to do the things that just kind of stink at the end of the day. Where mm-hmm. You're like, that is sobering to think about all those realities that hit us. But I don't know, Nick. I really do believe like there's no such thing as too much of an overreaction to yesterday. This told me in many ways, and we can get to the Deshaun component to all this, but yesterday told me in many ways this team, Stefanski started looking good as a coach. All of a sudden, all these wide receivers that we left for dead started catching passes. David Njoku, I mean, my goodness, he looked like he did last year with Joe Flacco, looked like he was all of a sudden off to the races again. The offense had a pulse, Nick, and we hadn't seen that in so long. I'm thrilled.
So I think if you just put yesterday's game up to, it's just one game. Total buzzkill. But if you paint it for what it was a complete palate cleanser. Like, the energy was different. The vibe was different. It was fun. You could see the guys that there wasn't an albatross. And it's so easy just to make it about Deshaun the person. Mm-hmm. It's about the situation with Deshaun. Like, is it the worst thing in the world to say, hey, yesterday's probably not the end-all be-all. The next two or three games probably prove or disprove what yesterday really was. If nothing else, it was just a fun day to watch Cleveland Browns football and maybe play spoiler to the Ravens here and maybe take that step in the right
direction.
I'm going
too hard in that other direction there. I'm not doing the two or three more games. I'm putting a lot into yesterday. You're on a five-game losing streak up against a team on a five-game winning streak. They were a team that in the pregame show I said was the best offense in football. Lamar Jackson was destined, it feels like, this year. If he wasn't going to get the LeBron treatment where they just can't give him all the MVPs, he'd be getting his third MVP in six seasons. Derrick Henry is the leading rusher in the NFL by far. Yeah, I want to make a big deal about this one. So like, I'm excited to make a big deal about this
You're not going to start the show with the Super Bowl Super Browns because the morning show did that right off the rip. You're not doing that?
Not doing that, only because I came in at 4 o'clock. If it was the start of the show and if that was our bit, maybe we'd do that. Yep. It felt like a rebirth of sorts. I listened to Juan Thornhill today. I hate that Juan Thornhill's like, oh, well, the playoff picture is this now and we have a real chance. And like, you don't wipe away 1-6. That feels almost like we're in an abusive relationship if you're trying to wipe away 1-6 with that win against the Ravens.
Just sort of.
Very much so. But I
just kind
of. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about it, and I absolutely love what I saw yesterday, and I do think it was a bigger deal than maybe some people are making it out
to be. Well, but see, I think the problem is, and this gets back to the it's just one game, is they haven't played consistently. Well, that's not true. They've played consistently bad. And so it's really great to see them limit the mistakes. It's really great to see the protection be in one game what it hasn't been in the previous, you know, seven games. It's great to see a lot of the things you saw yesterday. Now you need to do it again. And I think that's the thing. Like, it's almost like I'm not even treating them like pros anymore. I'm treating them like, hey, cool. That was fun. I enjoyed every second of it. Now do it again. Because
I like your standard being high, but I don't think it was an accident that yesterday we watched all the problems we had just kind of wipe away in an instant.
I don't think it was an accident either. But I'm saying, when you do that again, I'll start all that other stuff. Even if you don't win against the Chargers.
I was going to say, how many weeks do we have now? Do we have to beat the Chargers? Do we have to beat the Saints? Do we have to take the Steelers down? Like, how many weeks do we need to do this for you to say, okay, I'm going to buy into what I'm seeing?
More than one. Is it okay that I don't have a definitive answer? Because, like, I don't.
Well, it's not really what we do around these parts, Nick. But, yeah, I think it's okay.
Jamming me up. But no.
Let's see it play out radio.
But,
yeah.
Like, I think it's going to take at least 2 weeks. And even then, they'll be 3-6. Like, the season becomes, depending on what you now view as the end goal, the season's become a gigantic mathematical nightmare because your margin for error is nil. To go was at 9-8. You have to go 7-2 from here. For a team that hasn't put together two consecutive weeks of good football.
No, it's a heavy ask. But I left yesterday feeling like we have a season again. I left yesterday thinking like, all right, this is something that we can cook with. And also, I really didn't love the idea that we all thought, and we'll get to this a little bit later on with Stefanski and everything, but I did not love the idea that so much of what I thought about this season going into it was just me being flat out wrong. And there was a lot about yesterday, and maybe this is where I'm reaching, but there was a lot about yesterday that kind of affirmed that they did put a good football team together. Like, this is not a bad football team. There was just little instances and moments, and like, the 3rd-and-7 play in the very final drive that ended up being the first down. Do you remember that pass on the right-hand side?
Mm-hmm.
That play right there alone, like, you watch that play, the pocket collapsing, that's a play that Deshaun Watson would have been sacked in. Not a doubt in my mind. Jameis Winston got the first down. Like, there was little signs like that that just kept popping up all over.
So I think if you view yesterday, because this, I think we can meet in the middle on this. I think if you view yesterday as the Browns are going to be able to be competitive from here on out, amen. That's how we should feel. Now, the Browns are a playoff team again, a step too far. The Browns have a chance at being a playoff team again, a step too far.
Well, I mean, playoffs, you said it yourself, 7-2 is, that's a tall task.
And that, by the way, 9-8 isn't guaranteed to get you anywhere. But no, I mean, I think if we're going to celebrate yesterday as a win for competitiveness and playing up to whatever iteration you are, then I'm there. If it is Super Bowl, Super Browns, if it is the playoffs are in reach or the comeback begins yesterday, I need to see more. And I think you should too. I think I don't want to confuse that was a lot of fun with any definitive statement from a team that I still don't think I trust one game, no matter how good that game was or not.
Where does the lack of trust come from? Is it just based off of the first 7 weeks that were just so atrocious? Yeah. You just can't buy into any of it?
Well, I mean, because
it's fair. I mean, I get it. It's fair, but
it's also like
they shouldn't be able to buy your trust back with one good game. I get it, but there are so many different circumstances here, Nick.
Yeah, but at the same point, like this, we're not even a full week removed from warring with the locker room, and Shelby Harris saying the fans lost players.
I thought Jameis said yesterday we want them all back, right?
Well, and here's the other thing.
Doesn't that alleviate everything?
I believe he tried to bury that. Yes, he did.
What a sermon that was.
Hey, I didn't step into it a week ago. No, we're totally good now. Isn't this great? I love life.
Let's quote Eminem and have a good time.
Yeah, have you guys heard about this preppy little upstart number called Eminem? Never heard of him before, but you heard it here first. That's like when I try to take credit for the weekend, even though I knew the weekend was already out. I was like, guys, I think I've discovered this guy.
Or as Jeff Phelps calls him, Saturday and Sunday.
That's true. Why would he leave out Friday, I ask? But getting back to it, like, okay, in that game, there were a lot of drop turnovers. I need to kind of see what happens when Jameis turns the ball over. I need to see what happens if the offensive line gets hurt again. This is the first Sunday, I think, that all five starters have played 100% of the snaps. I really loved what I saw yesterday, but I think there's danger. Like, this team has not done well with expectations. And every time you've called those expectations out, it's apparent that they get frustrated by it too, and they're taking their frustration out, or at least have, on the fans and media, lest we forget Amari Cooper's, do we need to turn the camera on you?
Yeah.
So, like, there is, like, part of this is calculated by me because, quite frankly, this team has failed to meet expectations more time than not just because they did it once. Just because they cleared that bar once, which, by the way, they massively overshot expectations. There's a lot of football reasons to understand why yesterday happened. And now you need to go out and prove it again now that there's, you know, 60 minutes of full tape on what this offense is with Jameis and where this defense is, especially if Denzel and JOK can't be out there this weekend.
I just think it wasn't the Giants. It wasn't the Raiders. It wasn't one of these, you know, slappy teams. This was a Ravens team that I think a lot of people, including myself going into this game, I was wondering if they're better than the Chiefs already this year. Like that's where I was taking Baltimore to. I was taking them to another level. Their defense took a step back, obviously, but their offense had been so good. And Lamar with Derrick Henry had just found a way. And even in that game yesterday, Lamar still almost threw for 300 yards and had two touchdowns. Derrick Henry averaged almost 7 yards a carry. They still were able to get theirs, and the Browns still ended up with a win. And so I look at it like it wasn't a fluke. And we talked about your golf game previously, right? Because you know I'm obsessed with golf. And
I've
been golfing with you before, and I know it. Every now and then, you can have one of those drives. You can have one of those drives that gets the ball out there 250 down the fairway, and you feel good about yourself. And
275, buddy.
Oh, sure. But like when we're watching it, we're all like, all right, that's you did it once. Can you do it again? And I don't think many people are expecting that. See, now I'm just trashing your golf game, and I don't mean to do that.
No, you should.
The point is, that game yesterday, that was watching somebody that comes with all the technique, all the skill, everything attached to it, and pipes it 250 down the middle, you're like, yeah, I'm going to see him do that a lot. That was that game yesterday for me. I'm going to see them do that a lot.
Well, then how are you going to feel if in a week's time it looks competitive, but they fall short at home to move to what? 2-7 at the time.
Well, competitive still is a long way away from what we saw for the first 7 weeks of the season. There's no doubt about that. But I'm not expecting that against the Chargers. I'm not expecting that out of the bye week against the Saints. Like, I have now raised my expectations with this team. I'm not expecting Jameis to go 330 every single game, though.
Then,
like that feels a little much, no?
Yeah, I don't know what you're expecting going forward.
I'm expecting competitive football. I'm expecting every time they step on the field, they should be able to compete with these other teams.
So, but it's like, I think we're right there, but then what happens if
we're a little far off for some reason here.
I don't understand the value in putting all your eggs into a win. I don't. Win the first 7 games, and we can put it as...
Do you think it was fluky?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I think you played the perfect quarterback to play against the worst passing defense in the NFL. And I think you had a team in a town ready to move past what had been the Deshaun situation and the Watson wars. Like, I think yesterday you had the motivation of Jim Donovan's untimely passing. Like, you had so many things going into that is an absolute perfect scenario to get that win. Oh, by the way, no one gave the Browns a chance to win. No one gave them a chance to win. Like, that's how that game...
8.5-point dogs.
Yeah, but that's how that game happens. Like, it was the perfect situation of you had the matchup advantage and then exploited it perfectly. Oh, and by the way, multiple drops by Ravens receivers. Like, multiple instances, multiple drops by the defensive backs. Like, I think it's okay if you're just like, yes, it was a palate cleanser, and we're going to be competitive, and let's see where that takes us from here.
I thought it was a breath of fresh air, and I'm looking at this now, like, going into next week, I have much different expectations now. Like, I'm in my mind, Browns football is back, and I look at other teams, Nick, and I see how a quarterback can just change so much. Jaden Daniels now in Washington, Jordan Love to Green Bay, all these different type of things, and I know Jameis Winston isn't that.
You see me smirking.
Well, I know Jameis Winston isn't that, but adding one quarterback that is at least competent, that can at least make the right reads, that can go through the progressions, that can at least throw the ball deep, does matter a ton. We hate looking at it that way, because we like to think of football as like this 53 and the coaches and all-encompassing thing. Sometimes a sport's as simple as, do you have a competent quarterback? And Jameis Winston... it's more than competent yesterday.
216-474-0092. Are we overreacting to one game here? And that leads to Jameis equaling Joe. I don't think that equation is what you think it is. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.